Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the Government of Malaysia is committed to improve the well-being of rural communities, including the Orang Asli, or Aboriginal people in Peninsular Malaysia, and the indigenous people in Sabah and Sarawak. For the comment raised on indigenous people by Djibouti, Laos, Maldives and others, the development programs to improve the well-being of Orang Asli has been stated in paragraph 46 to 50 of the state report. The programs include infrastructure development such as electricity, as well as clean and treated water supply, road and social amenities program. As of 2017, 80% of the Orang Asli villages have access to electricity supply and 82% have access to clean and treated water supply. In addition, the government has implemented economic development programs for the Orang Asli, such as agriculture, fishery, entrepreneurship programs. The government also implemented various human capital development programs, such as early childhood education programs, skills training and career program, graduates program, to ensure Orang Asli children and youth benefits from education. The government has also introduced the Orang Asli Development Strategic Plan 2016 to 2020 to ensure a comprehensive development of the Orang Asli. The strategic plan consists of 7 core elements, which include land administration, infrastructure, human capital development, social safety net, raising income of the Orang Asli, and enhancing delivery system. With this strategic plan, it will further develop the Orang Asli community to be competitive and at par with the mainstream society. On the updates on the implementation process of Suhakam National Inquiry on Land Rights of Indigenous People raised by Finland, the government has initiated constructive dialogue with representatives of Aboriginal people community over the issue of land rights. The Government of Malaysia has engaged with all states in Peninsular Malaysia that were involved to cooperate and ensure the right of Aboriginal people with regards to land is protected and preserved. Mr. President, with regards to the issue of rural and indigenous women raised by UAE, the Government of Malaysia is committed to improve the well-being of rural women as outlined in Trust 5 of Rural Development Plan 2018-2023, which was launched on 29 October 2018. The Government of Malaysia has taken several initiatives which include increasing the participation of rural women in decision-making. As stated in the Rural Development Plan, 30% membership of the Village Community Management Council must consist of women. In addition, several economic programs have been implemented, including training to increase the skill of rural women, providing grants, loans and facilities, including premise for startup entrepreneurs. As of 2017, 40,301 women have attended various entrepreneurship training and 5,890 women entrepreneurs in the rural area have been awarded with loans, grants or other facilities amounting to 78.3 million ringgit. With regards to increasing literacy among women raised by Gabon, the Government of Malaysia has implemented the functional literacy program which aimed to raise the literacy level in the rural and remote area, especially in Sabah and Sarawak, to 3 R's, reading, writing and arithmetic. From 2013 to September 2018, there are 160,000 adults, which include 90% women who have attended the program. For 2019, 1 million ringgit has been budgeted for this program and it will benefit 4,560 adults in Sabah and Sarawak. Thank you.
Mr. President.